tomorrow. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav Maseches Sukkah, and the Maseches is continuing discussing the laws of Schach, what we can use as Schach and what we can't. So it says the Mishnah, Mesakchen Benesarim, we can use boards for Schach. So what's the situation over here? So it seems like we're talking about a situation where we're actually in a home that you have a roof above the home. So how much do we allow the boards, or like the beams of the house, to be counted as the schach? So everyone seemingly would agree that if it was less than 3 tefachim, then there's no issue. Everyone would agree that if it was above 4 tefachim, then you could not use them. So what's the situation over here? It seems like it's in between 3 and 4 tefachim. That's what the commentators... Yes, width, thank you. The width is between 3 and 4 tefachim. So according to this first opinion over here, you can use these boards that are narrower than 4 tefachim and wider than 3 tefachim to be used as the schach. The Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says, no, we don't believe in that. You can have less than 3 tefachim, but once you go above 3 tefachim, you can't use it as schach anymore. It can't be anywhere near the schach. So the mission continues. Nasan Allah Neser Shehu Rachav Arba'a Tefachim Kashira. If a person put a board on top of the sukkah, that was 4 tefachim wide. So in other words, everyone agrees that this 4 tefachim or more wide beam or board would be totally prohibited for schach. So it says the Mishnah, this is kosher, that the sukkah is not going to be pasul, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. However, the guy or anyone who has this as their sukkah, you just can't sleep under that specific part, right? So we have this concept that comes up a lot nowadays, especially if you go to some sort of like a hotel program on sukkah. So they say, if you're beneath the chandelier, don't sit there. That's not a good place. It's not kosher. So anywhere that there's not valid schach, it's not kosher to sit, but it's not invalidate the entire sukkah. That seems to be the case over here. Mishnah Zion, Tikra She'in Aleha Maziva. So now you're directly under a roof, and the roof that you have doesn't have any plaster on it. So in other words, you have these beams of a roof, and it seems like these beams are, again, in this case, of between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. So the entire roof is covered with these beams, right? There's not really, it seems to be no empty space whatsoever. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the halach over here? Well, he says, it's a machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Rem, Beis Shammai say, what do you have to do to make this roof in this house structure into a kosher sukkah? Mefakvik, either he can, according to Beis Shammai, he has to shift around the boards. In other words, he has to like move them all a little bit. And he has to take out every other board, and he has to put schach in between those spaces. No, all he has to do is either shift all of the boards, or he can take out every other board and put schach, valid schach, in those spaces. Rabbi Meir says, what are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. Remember, he was the one in the previous Mishnah who invalidated even the ones that are anything above 3 tefachim. So he says, no telachas mivin time ve'in mefakvek. All you have to do, everyone agrees, is that you have to remove every other board and fill those spaces with valid schach. Seemingly, Rabbi Meir is consistent that he would say that you can't be under those boards, but the parts that do have the valid schach, that would be totally permissible. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah.